Time for health headlines on 580 CFRA with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So a British journal, a medical journal, is calling into question the science behind Tamiflu. Tell us about that.
Well, this is not necessarily calling into question the science. It's simply reiterating a review was done with British Medical Journal and the Cochrane Reviews. The Cochrane Reviews is part of the Cochrane Collaboration. It's an international network of scientists that use evidence-based medicine to look at some of the latest journal articles, amalgamating them using specific criteria to make sure that these particular articles fulfill proper scientific investigation. And so there's no new findings in this package of reviews. It reiterates the fact that when you use Tamiflu in people who are otherwise healthy adults who do not have any underlying medical conditions wherein the flu could make those conditions worse, that it really doesn't do too much. And they called into question more the policy of governments to stockpile thousands or hundreds of thousands of tablets of Tamiflu to treat the population when you have evidence that says, look, it doesn't do much for people who are otherwise well. There is nothing to say that it doesn't work reasonably well for people who have asthma, chronic diseases, where the flu would make things worse. So that's what's being called into question here, just in terms of how the government interpreted the information and then instituted the health policy. And I think the headline itself is a little bit misleading in that regard.
And very quickly, it appears as though the swine flu is going to be less severe than expected. Is that in part because of the vaccinations that have been happening across North America and in other parts of the world?
Well, part of the difficulty is trying to figure out whether it indeed is the vaccinations or whether it is the flu itself. On CFRA, we've been pretty consistent in saying this is mild disease. There was no evidence to say there's going to be a huge problem, but rather mild disease for healthy adults. But they are consistent in terms of evaluating this data to say that for people who were high risk, that it did cause more harm to them. So that was from the Harvard School of Public Health. So pretty consistent that way, and I'm glad that when we reported things, we tended to say, look, the evidence shows that it was mild disease for people who are otherwise healthy.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.